speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Where could I go? The songwriter is J.B. Coates, or James Coates. And Mr. Coates is noted here as a songwriter as well as a preacher. Now let me lay this foundation. He's not a preacher in the Lord's Church, or was not a preacher in the Lord's Church. He died in 1961. He is a preacher in the Baptist Church, or was. The background also with regard to this is a song was wrote in 1940. It was inspired whenever J.B. Coates was standing beside one of his neighbor's bed when this neighbor was dying. The neighbor's name is Joe Keyes. I don't know if he was related in any sense or took the name of the Keyes. And I say take the name of the Keyes because he was African American. And in this, he asked Joe Keyes, "Do you know where you will go when you die?" And Mr. Keyes reportedly said, "Where could I go but to the Lord?" So this inspired, if you would, J.B. Coates, James Coates, to write this song. And the question has been asked is this a scriptural song? Because he says, "Where could I go but to the Lord?" And if you note the last verse of the chorus, "Needing a friend to save me in the end, where could I go but to the Lord?" Let's look through the song, verse 1 to begin with. Living below, hence descriptive of where we are in comparison to where God is. So this within itself is truth. In this old sinful world, and certainly a true declaration as to where we are as the world. He says, hardly a comfort can afford. Most of us, especially here in the United States, were able to afford a comfortable living. But I believe looking back to the context of which this man wrote, he's looking at his neighbor, Joe Keyes, and thinking maybe his situation. So maybe that has inspired his thought with regard to this. And then he goes on to say, striving alone to face temptation sore. We oftentimes face temptation in life, and if we allow those things to really challenge us or to burden us, it might seem as if we're going through it alone. But then he answers in saying, "Where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go, oh, where could I go, seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to save me in the end? Where could I go but to the Lord?" I'll deal with the chorus here in a minute, but based out of what is said in verse 1, I don't necessarily see anything that would hinder us from singing this. Then if you go to verse 2, "Neighbors are kind, I love them every one." Certainly, we ought to all love our neighbors. Amen? We get along in sweet accord. That ought to be a goal that we strive for. But when my soul needs manna from above, where could I go but to the Lord? Manna, by all means, as it is used here in this context, would refer back to the way in which God provided in part for Israel during their time of wandering in the wilderness. But then in the overall context of what's being said, it would mean that when we are needing fed spiritually, where do we turn? And as Christians, we would rightfully say, we turn to the Word of God in order to receive this spiritual feeding that God seeks to give unto us. Verse 3 then. Verse 2, I don't see anything that would hinder us. Verse 3, "Life here is grand with friends I love so dear." And I don't see anything here. Again, life is grand to be able to have friends and family to be around. And then he goes on, "Comfort I get from His own Word." God's Word ought to bring comfort to our lives. Yet when I face the chilling hand of death, where could I go but to the Lord? The question that was posed to me, if I've understood correctly, about this song comes more so from this last verse and the last portion of the verse, "Yet when I face the chilling hand of death, where could I go but to the Lord?" Knowing the background of J.B. Coates, that he was a Baptist preacher I'm going to say that he was probably speaking in reference to deathbed repentance. Yet at the same time, as members of the Lord's church, when we sing this, we ought to understand it to mean that as we are facing death, then we can turn to the Lord and the Lord is there to help us through that moment in life. That would be one way of looking at it. But then also, if we have an erring Christian, or if we are an erring Christian, and in our or on our deathbed, we have that opportunity to be restored back into faithfulness, who's going to be able to restore us? No one but God. And therefore, where could I go but to the Lord, needing a friend to save me in the end? Where could I go but to the Lord? If we're going to sing this song, I believe that we need to sing it with this understanding to it. Realizing the author probably did not have that in mind, but as members of the Lord's church, I believe that we could sing it with this understanding, is that if we're speaking with reference to an erring member, is that it is only through the Lord, going to the Lord, and the Lord will be that avenue of salvation to that soul that needs to be restored.